Talk Radio 102.3.
At Talk Radio 102.3 WGOW FM. And it is that time. Time once again for the red hot molten lava to take over the airwaves. That, of course, would be the Village Idiots program. Jim Reynolds, Wallace W. Witkowski. And our telephone lines are open for you at 267-1023. 267-1023 is our telephone number. Star 102, pound 102, a free call for most, not all, but most cellular callers in the tri-state area. Toll-free, the number is 1-888-779-TALK. That's 779-8255. Our fax line number is 266-3629. Our email address, WGOW at WGOW.com. If you want to chat off the air, leave us a message. The office number, 756-6141. And out in the world wide web, it's www.wgow.com.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer, belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty when you call me, you can call me out.
Talk Radio 102.3, WGOW-FM, the Talk Monster.
Why am I short of attention? Got a short little span.
As Mr. Witkowski said on the program later on today, it's the weekly meeting of the Village Idiots Chamber of Commerce. Okay, fine. She's been called the McNutt. After becoming an internet sensation for calling 911 three times to report an emergency after McDonald's had run out of McNuggets. You've seen this, Ryan.
No.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
A Fort Pierce, Florida woman said Wednesday she is embarrassed by all the media attention. This woman, Latresa Goodman is her name, she called 911 three times in a span of like 10 minutes, because she was at the McDonald's. They had run out of chicken McNuggets.
What?
Yeah, they had run out of chicken McNuggets. Now, that wasn't her biggest. Her biggest problem was she wanted her money back because she didn't want to substitute anything else from one mind. She says, I'm embarrassed. And it was
Where did you find this story?
Well, it was everywhere.
I mean, see a picture.
It was on ABC News, but it's you can find it. You can go to WPBF News 25 in the Fort Pierce area. I'm embarrassed to show my face in public, Latresa Goodman told News 25. Goodman, 27, was issued a written notice to appear in court for misusing the 911 emergency communication system. According to the, I had the police report yesterday, as a matter of fact. According to the police report, you go to Smoking Gun and find her mugshot and all that madness. According to the police report, Goodman called 911 three times Saturday to report that a McDonald's employee wasn't giving her a refund for the chicken McNuggets she wanted. Quote, the manager just took my money and won't give me my money back, trying to make me get something off the menu I don't want. Goodman said in one of the 9/11 calls, I ordered chicken nuggets. They don't have chicken nuggets, so I told her, just give me my money back. So far, so good, right?
I'm with her so far, yeah.
If you got a hankering, I don't know if I've ever had a hankering for McNuggets, but if you have a hankering for...
Here she is. She looks like a nut.
Now, how does a nut look? Yesterday, you said Robert T. Nash was a nut.
Well, she looks like she could be him.
No, they look very, very different.
Her eyes are too far apart. No, That's what it is. You can tell that. Okay.
I told her, just give me my money back, and she tells me I have to pick something else off the menu. She's not going to give me my money back, and she don't have the right to take my money. Goodman told News 25 that she didn't have the right to jump across the counter and snatch the money, so she chose to handle it another way. Inside Edition was there when News 25 spoke to Goodman on Wednesday. She said all the media exposure has resulted in several, let's say, profanity-laced, hateful messages on her personal cell phone. Quote, I think it's wrong because, like I said, it's not about no chicken nugget meal, Goodman said. If everybody listened to the news, they understand my statement that McDonald's took my money. They didn't have any chicken nuggets, so I asked for my money back. And
have you got this other quote from her?
Hang on. The 10-piece chicken McNugget meal is valued at $3.49. Quote, when you feel that you've been mistreated or misused or robbed out of your money, $3.49 in this instance, you have the right to call 9/11, Goodman said. That's the purpose of 9/11, so I thought. But, see, Tiffany Bennett, an emergency coordinator for the St. Lucie County area of Florida, said, the incident does not constitute an emergency. It's not an emergency unless there was some kind of disturbance or somebody threatening someone, and I don't believe that was the case in this matter. The operations manager for all the McDonald's restaurants in Florida issued a statement Tuesday apologizing for the incident. Satisfying each and every customer that visits our restaurant is very important to us. Regarding this isolated incident, we apologize for the inconvenience caused. In the event that we were unable to fill an order, a customer should be offered the choice of a full refund or alternative menu items. We regret in this instance that was not the case. We want to correct our mistake. We will be sending the customer her refund along with an invitation to return for her original order. Here's the key part right here. On us.
Whoa.
McDonald's,
10 free McNuggets.
McDonald's is going to sacrifice $3.49. We never want to disappoint a McNuggets fan or any other McDonald's customer. Customer satisfaction is our top priority. Money like that, Goodman said. But I'm going to ask them if they would please check and see if they have what I want on the menu. If they tell me yes, then I will order. And by gosh, not until that time. I added that part.
Of course, the mugshot they've got is from when she got arrested. It says here about a month ago,
yeah,
for assault and battery in a restaurant. In a restaurant. Fort Pierce Police Department, investigative crime scene summary report, the last line. Goodman was issued a notice to appear for violation of SFFSS 365172-11, which she signed, agreeing to appear in court on the date and time specified. Goodman, though, maintains an attitude of, this is an emergency. My McNuggets is an emergency. My McNuggets is an emergency.
It sure is. Especially, you know, let's be honest. Especially if you get the 10-piece. You only got 4, 6, 8. You get the 10-piece. You know, you're hankering right there. You order the 10-piece. You got to ride.
You need it right then.
You got to ride for some satisfaction. And she's saying, I can't get no
satisfaction.
There you go.
Hey, my McNuggets is an emergency.
Every time. Your McNuggets may not be, but my McNuggets is.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember that.
My McNuggets is an emergency.
Hey, caller, you're on WGOW. What's up?
Hey, morning. You know, I was kind of interested in a different issue, but I could kind of fit it together. If I if I went down to McDonald's and you know, ordered some $2 meal and they handed it to me before I paid, I reach into it, take a big bite out of it, and refuse to pay. They call 911. A cop's surely going to show up because the big corporation calls. But if she gets cheated out of that same $2 meal or $3.49, all of a sudden the cops won't show up for her $3.50. You know, that's, I think, what the real issue is here. The police are showing up for big corporations, but they're not showing up for little people. And I think she was absolutely in the right. She's a taxpayer. She pays for 9/11. And I think, if I remember right, didn't she call 9/11 three different times and they never showed up?
Yes, that is correct. They didn't feel it was an emergency.
They didn't feel that her McNuggets is an emergency.
Right. Yeah, and see, this actually gets into the real purpose of my call. Up, you know that big TVA spill up in Tennessee that happened about Christmas time?
Yes.
There are a lot of local people up there that are trying to get air and water monitoring of how poisonous that is.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the local police to silence and to arrest people who are trying to get to those metering stations. So TVA is using the same police that the people are paying for. You know, the people up there that are getting taxed, they're taxpayers, and they're paying for those police just like anybody else. And the police are being used. It's essentially against the law to save your own life up there in Kingston. You know, the police are making sure that these people can't find out if they're being poisoned. So it's against the law to save their own life.
Well, they should have trust in the system. I mean, if they were being poisoned, certainly those people from TVA, with their responsibility, would tell them, wouldn't they?
Well, that's the whole point. And, you know, I don't know if you've there's a group of people up there. They're called United Mountain Defense, and they've got a blog spot, and they've got a video of this incident. And there are any number of different instances where they're going to press conferences and whatnot and trying to ask questions of TVA. TVA has people arrested for showing up at press conferences. You know, so the police are being used only for the corporations, and they're not being used for the little guy. So I think that's what this real issue is. And what's worse, you know, I don't know if you've paid attention to that spill, but this, you know, the Exxon Valdez 20 years ago was 10 million gallons, and that was considered the biggest spill in America at the time. This thing is 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. It's 1.2 billion gallons of mercury and lead and cadmium and arsenic and radioactive isotopes, and it's coming in the water down to Huntsville. You know, it's already reached Chattanooga, and it's coming down to Huntsville. And so it hasn't been declared a disaster by the governor of Tennessee. And how it can be in a waterway coming into Alabama, and the governor of Alabama can't declare it a disaster because it happened in Tennessee, yet it's in a waterway that's going to come into Alabama. That water is going to go into the Tom Bigbee Waterway. It's going to go up toward Paducah, Kentucky, the Ohio River, the lower Mississippi. It's going to poison Chattanooga, Huntsville, Nashville, Paducah, all the way down to New Orleans, yet nobody has the ability to get the governor of Tennessee to declare it a disaster, and it's 120 times bigger than the Exxon Valdez. This thing is organized crime in its biggest scale, and the police are serving the organized crime, and they're not doing anything to allow the people who are being poisoned to learn how they're being poisoned. You know, if you're going to...
Well, we're not going to have a situation where you get to speak the entire hour.
Yes, sir. It's not going to be a pulpit kind of a thing.
Yeah. But anyway, I appreciate your point.
Thank you so much.
What I would... Let's bring it all the way around, as he promised he would do, but since this is only an hour-long program, he never got there. TVA would be... the McDonald's, the big corporate,
the big corp,
per
yes.
se,
okay.
organization, okay. the big organization.
Yes, I'm with you on that, Jim.
And the monitoring devices that the public would want to see, they would be, in effect, the Chicken McNugget. Correct?
Yes, they would. That would be the chicken piece, McNugget.
The 10-piece meal. Not the 6, not the 4, not the 8, the 10-piece.
The actual 12-piece, yes.
10-piece.
10-piece, okay.
$3.49. Okay?
Okay,
that
okay.
Would be, now, the spill, that could be either the barbecue sauce or the honey mustard, the way I look at it.
Huh.
And the general public, who, of course, are always going to get the shaft. You have to understand that going in.
It's just part of the deal, right?
The corporate, the bigs are going to beat the littles.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Okay?
I'm with you on that.
And see, when the poison comes down and kills all of us in Chattanooga, that will be the great honey mustard spill coming down. Thickening up the Tennessee River.
So the honey mustard.
Yeah. The sauce on the McNuggets.
Okay.
That you get about this much.
It's not near enough sauce.
No,
usually.
No.
But with the TVA, they're going to give us extra sauce.
More than we want. Yes. Exactly. Flooding.
That's what that feller was trying to say.
Yeah, I think he needed a communications professional
like you,
like me, to
extra
kind of,
sauce to, coming in.
Yeah, too much. Way too much.
I'm with you on that.
Too much.
Because if you got too much sauce, you can't taste the original.
We'll be up to here. And honey mustard is what he's trying to say.
Chest deep in honey mustard.
Yeah, and then we...
Whether we ask for it or not from TVA.
Yeah, I mean, wait.
The Big M.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see, we would call 911 only to find that the police are serving whom? The general public? No. Big TVA Golden Arches.
Yeah, see? The police... I see who you're... They wouldn't even give us a napkin to wipe off the honey mustard, would they?
No, they wouldn't. So there, hence the problem. And then you could see this honey mustard, this stream of honey mustard flowing into the Tennessee Tom Bigby and going north to Paducah and going in the Tennessee River and coming past Chattanooga. Imagine, close your eyes for just... They're closed. Imagine... The Southern Belle. Imagine the Delta.
A wash in honey mustard.
In honey mustard. Imagine geese flying honey mustard all over them, trying to land.
Wait a minute, though. I love honey mustard.
Well, I do, too. But, I mean, it's...
But good honey mustard. I don't like it kind of where they just take honey and yellow mustard and say, here, that's not right.
Sometimes, here's what you don't understand, and probably your entire life, until this moment you haven't understood, there can be... Listen to this closely.
Okay,
there can be too much of a good thing.
No.
Listen.
Are you trying to tell me that too many condiments can be a bad thing?
Yes.
And you're trying to say that TVA is giving us all these extra condiments.
Yes.
And instead of me standing there saying thank you, TVA, I'd be saying whoa, that's enough.
Yes.
But I sure do love condiments.
And I know we trust TVA. We trust all of corporate
condiments
America.
Is my favorite vegetable.
And big government agencies. We trust all of them. Because why? Why are they established? To help us. To meet a need. So we shouldn't question. You shouldn't question, should you?
I guess not.
Why would they want to hurt us? Why would they want to hurt us? Are we their neighbors? Of course.
Yeah, but you know...
Do they want to be awash in honey mustard?
I guess not.
No, they don't. All they want is their Chicken McNuggets, just like you and I, with enough honey mustard to accentuate the positive. Okay?
Okay.
Not to overwhelm us in a sea of honey mustard, just to give us that just right amount that we need to complement what we already have. Okay.
All we wanted was a little honey mustard.
I know, and you got a lot of honey mustard. 10 times more than the barbecue sauce released by the Exxon Valdez. That's a lot.
It sure is.
And so he wants Ronald McDonald to declare a state of emergency. But little does
Buckley has said all this because.
But see, Ronald McDonald.
Professional like you.
Ronald McDonald doesn't run McDonald's anymore. You know who does?
What? Who?
Hamburglar. And that's why.
Damn.
So now, boys and girls.
Well, who would be the big Hamburglar for TVA? Or do you not want to release his name?
I can't remember his name. Come on now. I've done the best I could. Give you a break on this one. Hello, caller. You're on WGOW. What's up?
You guys are making me hungry for some marinated goose McNuggets.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Those are good.
Hey, you know, I recognize the voice of that caller you guys just had. He called once about a month ago on Robert T's show.
Okay.
He's working on some advocacy group in California. Did you notice how he was referring to all the geography around here as over there and up there and out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. He never got to his point on Robert T's show either. But to get to mine quickly, you know what I see with this lady with the Chicken McNugget 911 debacle?
What?
I see pain and suffering lawsuits coming. What do you guys think?
Pain and suffering lawsuits? Like that woman with the million-dollar cup of coffee?
Well, yes, among other things. But they always pay enough hush money just to kind of quiet it down and get everybody happy.
Well, let me tell you, a lack of McNuggets could be some pain and suffering for some people.
Malicious.
You know something? After the third call, if I'd have been that cop, I'd have given her all 10 of them McNuggets right up the old where the sun don't shine. Here you go, lady. Here.
Sounds
have another
hard.
McNugget. Here.
Thank you, caller.
She had paid her money.
It's a damn Chicken McNugget. It's $3.50.
Oh, I've seen you go off over a lot less than that, so don't take that road now. You pay your money. You pay your money. You either want your McNuggets or you want a refund.
Look,
you want your money
coming up now,
or you want your McNuggets.
It's time for that break, isn't it?
You want your money? Don't even now. Hot.
Hello, Kettle.
Talk Radio 102.3. Hello, caller. You're on the Talk Monster. What's up?
How you doing today?
Good.
You know, y'all can make jokes about McDonald's nuggets and all that stuff.
Yes,
y'all may take you a little short drive. Mm-hmm. Up 27.
Yeah.
Up towards Harriman, Tennessee.
Okay.
We'll find read them signs there along the river.
What signs?
How much fish you can eat, how long you can play in that water. You know, and you need to think about that. All that water's coming this way. And that's before this spill.
Well, I understand. It is coming this way, but you know what? It ain't just staying. It's leaving, too.
It's not just pooling up here?
No. So hang on, Alabama. Hang on, Alabama. It may pass through here. All is well. Don't worry about it. Like I said, TVA, are they our neighbors? Yes. Do they live here too? Yes. Do they eat fish from that water?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Do they drink from that water?
No.
I don't know. But why would TVA want to hurt us? Come on. Have some faith.
Oh, Lord.
I've got my head buried in the sand, and it looks fine to me. Just relax, for God's sakes. The sky is falling. Bunch of Chicken Littles out there. Chicken? Did I say chicken?
You said chicken.
You know what I'd like to have right now?
McNuggets.
Well, I'd rather have Zaxby's or, you know.
Zaxby's.
Yeah.
Boy.
Now there. If
they didn't give me my Zaxby's, Lord, I'd call the National Guard.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would be fighting. I understand that now. McNuggets?
Wow.
You can see getting fired up over that, couldn't you? Am I right?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Okay.
Zaxby's.
No.
Yeah, I really couldn't.
All right, thanks. Talk Radio 102.3, the Talk Monster, WGOWFM. Village Idiots Program, Jim Reynolds, Wallace W. Witkowski, Hamburglar, Ronald McDonald, barbecue sauce, honey mustard, chicken McNuggets. They all go hand in hand in hand in sauce. Is that right?
That's it.
WGOW FM.